Hello and welcome to Storm Boy Speaks. Happy Easter, first of all, if you listen to these things in order. Today being the 31st of March, also the first day of British summertime. Interesting sort of couple of coincidences. We may talk about some bits of that in a later episode. Today is the beginning of some smaller segments that I'm making called Sound Bites for the Lost Generation. In other words, short things, because people's attention span is so bad these days that if I pander to that slightly, at least you might get some more information down instead of thinking you've got to listen for 20 minutes, half an hour. I know so many people are bad at that. So if it's shorter, hopefully you might take it in. So this is the idea behind these sound bites. Today's one is specifically called Kneel, Bow, Pray. Kneel, bow, pray, because where is it in life that we kneel, bow and pray? Well, as we know, it's usually in religious situations, right? And even spiritual situations for lots of people who wouldn't consider themselves necessarily even religious might, you know, engage in those things. Are these things negative? I think lots of them have negative connotations. We're going to discuss what that means and why, and you know, how we can kind of reclaim those things, if you like. First of all, where does that come from? Yes, of course, as always, it comes from the same old beginnings of how we were told what to do from Sumerian times under the lash. Literally, you can read in the Sumerian tablets, by the way, the treatment of people in schools at that time. They've set up the first schools in Sumeria, and people were lashed regularly for being late to school, for not being able to be silent, for general misdemeanors, for not turning up for school, this kind of thing. Regularly flogged for that. So these horrific sort of negative controlling things were given to us by this ruling class, these ruling beings, these Anunnaki, as we like to call them, whatever, from ancient Sumerian times. We've talked about that in the past. I'm not going to talk too much about them specifically, but their legacy is, of course, that, yes, they were the masters. They were in charge, okay? And as a result, we kneeled to them because they demanded it. They said, kneel before the gods, kneel to the gods, bow to the gods, and pray to the gods. And so today we continue that to this day. And here's the disturbing thing is, of course, we think in various religions or spiritual practices that somehow that's okay, that's a good thing. You kneel before the Lord. Well, the Lord, as we know, the Lord is always one of those people. They were called that, Enki, Enlil. The word, the prefix En, the two brothers of the Sumerian kings of the time, the Anunnaki leaders, Enki and Enlil, were, of course, who we've talked about in great depth in other programs. En, the prefix En means Lord. It means Lord. So that's the point. So Enki means Lord of the Earth. Enlil means Lord of the Command. So those prefixes tell us that, you know, that's where Lord come from. And this idea of lordship, as I say, to this day, we have people who own, you know, large estates. They're the lord of the estate. Well, that's the way you got to think of the word Lord. It has no connotations or connection whatsoever with any deep spiritual being or the creator, source of all things, the field of all things, as we spoke about before. Of course, people like to personalize that and make him some sort of, deify it in a way connected to those gods, because those beings who call themselves gods, as we know, gave us that principle in the first place. They gave us that principle, and they gave us this idea of kneeling and praying, okay? Now, and bowing. Now, those connotations are not always terrible, but here's the thing. So if we're supposed to kneel, we go to the church, we kneel, we give our... We're always in subservience, aren't we? We're always doing something that seems subservient. We bow, it's subservient. We're praying on our knees, hands together, you know, in the cliched way, right? you know, hopefully you don't pray out, but whatever. My point is, you know, all of us have that in us because it's been taught to us from throughout our childhood. So most people have that as an ideology. The problem is, it's all about subservience. On my knees, oh please, oh please. You know, fuck that, basically. You know, fuck that, right? So, I mean, here's the thing. You're still being a slave when you're doing that. No matter what you think, and it's really disturbing how many people are really switched on about a million other things. And when it gets to this, when it gets to this, they want to be on their knees to God. That's so scary because as I try to explain to these people, you are not worshiping or, you know, and or connecting to the creator source in that sense. You are connecting to the memory or to some sort of spiritual embodiment, if you like, of these beings. When you do that, you are not connecting to the field of all things, the oneness of all things, the creator source, which is not a person or a being. It is the energy field of all things, a consciousness of which you are one, like the drop in the ocean. We used that analogy before, okay? However, what I'm just trying to pay attention to today, as I say, is the kneel, bow, pray. So whether we're praying or bowing, kneeling, it's an act of subservience. Please bear that in mind next time you think to do that and think, do I need to do any of that? Can I just speak to the field of all things within me and talk openly to it? Certainly spend time aside when it's more quiet and silent because it separates it from the mundanity of your daily life, which is a very useful thing to do. That's the purpose of ritual, by the way, is to separate it from mundane daily bits of life. It's why occultists go and dress up in silly hoods and all the rest of it. It's to make it seem more important and to separate it from the mundanity of their daily existence. That's the point. So it has some relevance. Do you need to do any of those practices? No, you don't need to do any elaborate stuff. You do whatever works for you. That's the truth of the matter. You know, some of those things might help you get into a state of reverence, you know, like a meditative state. That's a beautiful thing, right? So, as I say, some examples, are there any examples of kneeling, bowing, praying where, you know, it's okay, it's probably useful or could be positive? Yeah, sure, of course. I would say, you know, obviously kings and queens have taken that too. Obviously you bow to them. Is that a good thing? No, definitely not a good thing. You don't need to bow to them. Never. Never bow to them. Never bow to people in power. Why should you, right? But in martial arts, for instance, if we bow to our opponent, we bow to equals and they bow back to us, and that's showing respect and honor for each other. As Bruce Lee said, always look your opponent in the eye when you bow. In other words, don't bow to their feet or something. Prayer, again, as I say, there's nothing wrong with praying, but you don't need to be on your knees, is there? Kneeling, kneel before no one and nothing. Why would you need to? And bear in mind, is it likely the source of all things needs you to kneel, bow, or pray? It isn't a humanoid, it isn't anything like that, and why would it need you to do those things before it, if you believe in this source of all things and you want to call it God or whatever? I wouldn't advise it, but you know, the bottom line is, if that's your belief system, are you gaining anything? Why would the power that is everything, that is all things that exist in all their forms, you, me, everything, plant pots, trees, cars, cats, you know, all these things are examples of the creator source in different states of conscious vibration. We've talked about this at different levels of awareness. I don't think that source of all things in all its infinite possibility of being able to do anything and create everything needs anybody to kneel. It's like, it's a sign of a pathetic person, isn't it? Needing someone to kneel to you. Oh, show me that I'm great by kneeling to me. Yeah, and that would be those Anunnaki beings. That's exactly what they needed because they taught us their culture. One of dominance, control, and insecurity, where you're saying, bow before me because I'm great, yeah, yeah. Shut up, shut up. No, I won't, no, I won't, never. So, you know, certainly not that the creator source, the field of all things, does not need you to do that. And you know, it really is one of the biggest mistakes and misunderstandings. Bear that in mind. I think it's a real simple lesson, really simple and small, and keeping it sweet and short and to the point today. So hope that's of some interest, and bear that in mind the next time you're thinking about praying or kneeling or bowing, you know. Do it only if it's in reverence and given back to you in a sort of martial arts type setting, or perhaps a, you know, that kind of thing, certainly. But outside of that, I'd stay away from it. On that note, I wish you, as always, truth, freedom, and balance.